Books on Tape presents Shades of Grey by Jasper Ford, read by John Lee. A Morning in Vermilion. 2.4.16.55.021. Males are to wear dress code number 6 during inter-collective travel. Hats are encouraged, but not mandatory. It began with my father not wanting to see the last rabbit, and ended up with my being eaten by a carnivorous plant. It wasn't really what I'd planned for myself. I'd hoped to marry into the Oxbloods and join their dynastic string empire. But that was 4 years ago, before I met Jane, retrieved the Caravaggio, and explored High Saffron. So instead of enjoying aspirations of chromatic advancement, I was wholly immersed within the digestive soup of a Yataveo tree. It was all frightfully inconvenient. But it wasn't all bad, for the following reasons. First, I was lucky to have landed upside down. I would drown in under a minute, which is far, far preferable to being dissolved alive over the space of a few weeks. Second, and more important, I wasn't going to die ignorant. I had discovered something that no amount of merits can buy you. The truth. Not the whole truth, but a pretty big part of it. And that was why this was all frightfully inconvenient. I wouldn't get to do anything with it, and this truth was too big and too terrible to ignore. Still, at least I'd held it in my hands for a full hour and understood what it meant. I didn't set out to discover a truth. I was actually sent to the outer fringes to conduct a chair census and learn some humility. But the truth inevitably found me, as important truths often do, like a lost thought in need of a mind. I found Jane, too, or perhaps she found me. It doesn't really matter. We found each other.